Aaron Ashby tied Atlanta's Chris Sale for the major league lead with his sixth win, backed by Andrew Vaughn's three-run homer in the four-run first inning as the Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-2 on Wednesday. St. Louis is at San Diego tonight. Matthew Liberatore will get the start. Joey Cantillo and four relievers combined on a four-hitter. Chase DeLauter hit a go-ahead two-run single, and the Cleveland Guardians beat Kansas City 3-1 to stop their three-game skid in the Royals' five-game winning streak. Seth Lugo starts for Kansas City tonight against Cleveland. NBA playoff action last night, New York Knicks with a win over Philadelphia, 108-102. Knicks lead the series 2-0. San Antonio dominates Minnesota 133-95. The series is tied now at a game apiece. Tonight, Cleveland's at Detroit. Pistons lead that series 1-0. And Los Angeles is in Oklahoma City, and the Thunder lead that series 1-0. SEC softball at Lexington, Kentucky yesterday. The Arkansas Razorbacks beat Mississippi State 3-0. The Lady Razorbacks will play Alabama today in the SEC. High school baseball, their varsity Bobcats delivered a thriller Wednesday, walking off the Liberty Eagles with a 9-8 victory in the bottom of the seventh inning, with the game tied at 8-8. Cashton Ming came through in the clutch, singling home the winning run to send the Bobcats into celebration. Other games, West Plains lost to Stratford 4-3. Van Buren beat Norwood 7-3, and Donovan lost to Poplar Bluff 13-0. Today, Thayer goes to Alton to take on the Comets. West Plains will host Hillcrest. Willow Springs is at Salem, Missouri. Ava will host Licking. Winona at Bunker. Donovan at home with Kennett. Houston's at Ellington. Bakersfield at Liberty. Van Buren at Naylor. Gainesville at Seymour. In Arkansas, regionals begin today. In the 4A2 regional at Brooklyn, Highland plays Wynn and Pocahontas plays Stuttgart. In the 3A2 regional at Valley Springs, Melbourne will play Walnut Ridge. Cave City plays Newport. In the 2A2 regional at Riverside, Sloan Hendricks plays Cross County. In the 1A2 at Mark Tree, it will be Maynard playing Westside Greers Ferry. Calico Rock plays Hillcrest. In the 1A1 at Mulberry, Viola plays Magazine and Norfolk plays Scranton. Also in high school baseball news, five Alton Comets have been named to the Big Springs All-Conference baseball team. Mason Thornton, Cade Clary, Jaron Hoseapple, Caden Willard, and Kanan Clary, all named to the first team. In addition, Mason Thornton was named the Big Springs Conference Player of the Year. High school softball yesterday, just one game, Houston over Liberty 20-2. Today in high school softball, the districts get underway in Missouri. Regionals start in Arkansas. In the Class 1 District 3 at Ellington, Alton will play Ellington today. Class 1 District 4 at Mansfield, Dora plays Pleasant Hope. Bakersfield will play Chadwick, and Summersville plays Mansfield. In the Class 2 District 3 at Potosi, Houston plays Steelville. Ava plays Seymour. Mountain Grove plays Fordland. Liberty plays Kabul. Regionals in Arkansas, 4A2 at Brooklyn, Pocahontas will play Wynn. In the 3A2 at Valley Springs, Walnut Ridge will play Mountain View, Arkansas. Melbourne plays Rivercrest. Cave City plays Harrisburg, and Salem plays Hoxie. In the 2A2 at Riverside, Mammoth Spring will play Riverside. Sloan Hendricks plays East Poinsett County. In the 1A2 at Mark Tree, Calico Rock plays Maynard. And in the 1A1 at Mulberry, Viola plays Mulberry. Norfolk plays Magazine. Well, looking at some track and field news, the Thayer Bobcat track and field program delivered an historic performance at the SEA meet last week, breaking multiple conference records in a memorable showing led by senior standout Cordell Washington. Washington etched his name into the SEA record books in the 100-meter dash, surpassing a record that had stood since 1998. The Thayer senior posted a blazing time of 10.59 seconds, breaking the previous SCA meet record of 10.75 set by West Plains Jimmy Miller nearly three decades ago. Washington wasn't finished there. He also tied the longstanding SCA high jump record by clearing 2 meters, 6 foot 7 inches. That mark was previously shared by Greg Chronister of West Plains in 1987 and Collins of Kabul in 1990. The Bobcats' dominance continued in the boys' 4x100 meter, where the Thayer Quartet of Owen Brown, Cordell Washington, Tommy Poole, and Riley White shattered another SCA record. The team crossed the finish line in 44.12 seconds, edging the previous record time of 44.21 set by Salem in 2011. An historic day highlighted one of the strongest performances in recent memory for the Bobcats program, as their athletes continued to make their mark across the conference stage. Again, congratulations to Cordell Washington, Owen Brown, Tommy Poole, Riley White, and the entire Thayer Bobcat track and field program. High school boys tennis yesterday, Salem beat Houston 5-3. In high school soccer today, Mountain Home is at Shiloh Christian, and Batesville boys and girls are at Paragould. Two sophomore members of the 2025 Grizzly volleyball team at Missouri State West Plains have signed with their new teams at four-year institutions. Violetta Bakarova signed with Southern Oregon University in Ashland, Oregon, competing at the NAIA level, and Elijah Obama signed with Rust College in Holly Springs, Mississippi, competing also at the NAIA level. They are the fourth and fifth Grizzly volleyball players to sign with new schools to continue their volleyball careers. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.